الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول وليس قبله شيء وهو الآخر وليس بعده شيء وهو الظاهر وليس فوقه شيء وهو الباطن وليس دونه شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه المكرمين وجميع أتباعه إلى يوم الدين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون، yesterday, the great day of Arafah, it passed by us. And this is a great day from the greatest days of Al-Islam. And on the same day, 1,440 years ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stood in the plains of Arafah in front of over 100,000 Muslims in his final Hajj, his only and final Hajj which he ever performed. And whilst he was standing there on this great day, Yom Arafah, in this great place, Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to him one of the greatest ayat of the Quran. He said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day, I have perfected for you your religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my favor and blessing for you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. And I am pleased with Islam as being your religion. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahi alhamd. So yesterday, Yom Arafah, 1,140 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed this great ayah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day, I have perfected for you your religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And completed my blessing and favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. And I'm pleased with Islam as being your religion. And this blessed ayah, revealed on this great day, in this great place, it has many profound meanings that we should ponder and contemplate. Allah said, Al-Yawma, on this day, i.e. the day of Arafah, which passed by us yesterday. And it was Friday when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in front of 100,000 Muslims or more on Friday. Allah said, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That on this day, I have perfected your religion for you. Meaning the religion of Islam, it is a religion which is perfect and complete. And therefore it doesn't need additions. And neither does it need anything to be taken away. And so the people of Islam, they don't need any other religion or any other system besides it. Why? Because this religion, which Allah gave them, it is the complete and perfect religion. And any system, any religion, any way of life besides Islam, it is deficient. أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Because Allah said, verily I have perfected and completed this religion for you. And then he said, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my ni'mah, my blessing or my favor upon you. Meaning I have completed my favor upon you by completing Islam for you, by perfecting Islam for you. So this religion of Islam, it is the blessing of Allah upon us. And it is the greatest blessing. So Islam is more precious to us than our wealth. And Islam is more precious to us than our families. And Islam is more precious to us than our houses. And Islam is more precious to us than our bodies. Because the greatest ni'mah, the greatest blessing, is the blessing of Al-Islam. So what is the value to life if there is no Islam? And what is the value to this dunya if a person doesn't prepare for the akhirah? And what value is there to living if a person is not prepared for that which comes after life? وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have completed my favor, my ni'mah, my blessing for you, i.e. the ni'mah of al-Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with Islam as being your religion. I am happy with you as being people of al-Islam. So this religion, the great religion of Islam, with its obligations and its prohibitions, with its aqeedah and with its manners and morals, this is the system which Allah is pleased for us. And this is the system which Allah has chosen for us. And Allah is pleased with us being Muslims. Allah is pleased with us being people of Iman. And He isn't pleased with anybody else who follows any other religion or any other system besides Al-Islam. رَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. I am pleased with Islam as being your religion. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal muslimun. Allah said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, I have perfected for you your religion. Fahadihi akbaru ni'amillahi ta'ala ala hadihil ummah. So therefore, this Islam, this is the greatest blessing of Allah upon this ummah. Haythu akmala ta'ala lana deenana. Such that Allah has perfected for us our religion. فَلَا نَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ دِينٍ غَيْرِهِ. So therefore we do not need any other religion besides Al-Islam. وَلَا إِلَىٰ نَبِيٍ غَيْرِ نَبِيِّهِ. And neither do we need any other prophet besides the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلِهَذَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى خَاتْمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And for this reason, Allah made the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the final prophet, because mankind is not in need of another prophet. And for this reason, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the last and the final prophet. وَبَعَثَهُ إِلَى الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ. And Allah sent him to the humans and the jinn. وَإِلَى الْعَرَبِ وَالْعَجَمِ. And Allah sent him to the Arabs and the non-Arabs. And his message, his risala, it was appropriate and relevant and suitable 1440 years ago. And it will remain relevant and suitable until يوم القيامة. فَلَا حَلَالَ إِلَّا مَا أَحَلَّهُ. So there is no halal except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made halal. وَلَا حَرَامَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَهُ. And there is no haram except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made haram. وَلَا دِينَ إِلَّا مَا شَرَعَ. And there is no religion, there is no way of life except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has legislated. فَمَنِ ابْتَدَعَ فِي الدِّينِ. So therefore whoever innovates into this religion, فَقَدْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ نَاقِسٌ. He has claimed that this religion, it is deficient. غَيْرُ كَامِلٍ. And that it is not complete and perfect. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. If you want to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want your Lord to be pleased with you, then upon you is to follow al-Islam. And whoever deviates from Islam only destroys himself. And this is because Islam, it guides mankind to the best ideals and the best morals and manners. And therefore the problem or the deficiency isn't in Islam. Rather the deficiency is in us. Because Allah completed and perfected al-Islam. So therefore the weakness is in us. And how we understand or misunderstand Islam. And how we don't practice al-Islam. And therefore, we have to live upon Islam and we have to die upon Islam. But the original Islam, the Islam which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, the Islam which the Sahaba taught, not the Islam which is mixed with innovations and mixed with shirkiyat and mixed with the cultures of the people, or not the Islam which the people attempt to modernize to please mankind. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. That whoever follows other than Islam as a way of life, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, then it will not be accepted from him. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Also, if we know that Allah has chosen Islam for us, and Allah has perfected this religion of Islam, And if we know this Islam is a blessing of Allah upon us, our wives, our children, then the first obligation is to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show gratitude to Him that He has chosen Islam for us and He has guided us to being Muslims. And then after this, we have to be proud of our Islam, honored with Islam, because Islam deserves your pride. Islam deserves that you are proud and honored over it. And also we have to learn about Islam. And we have to practice al-Islam. لا تعبدون إلا الله. Do not worship anybody else besides Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And show goodness to your parents. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And establish your prayers. And give az-zakah. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And say to the people only goodness. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not corrupt the earth after it has been rectified. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And let the believers place their tawakkul, their reliance upon Allah. فَآتِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. And give your relative his due right. وَالْمِسْكِينَ. And the poor one. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And also the one who is traveling. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون. Also, this religion of Islam, this is the Islam which we have to convey to others. Where are we in conveying the beautiful manners of Islam? Where are we in fulfilling the rights of the neighbors? Where are we in showing the non-Muslims the best form of Islam and taking care of them and rectifying their society for them and sorting out their problems for them? This is al-Islam. Al-Tawheed and goodness and justice and fairness and charity. This is the Islam which we have to convey to others. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhilla al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma aghfir lana fi hadha al-yawm al-kareem. Allahumma kaffir anna al-sayyi'at. Warfa' lana al-darajat. Allahumma aktubna ma'al fa'izin. اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم انصر المسلمين الضعفاء المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم في كشمير اللهم انصرهم في كشمير اللهم انصرهم في شام اللهم انصرهم في برما اللهم كن لهم اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم دمر أعداءهم اللهم دمر أعداء الدين يا عزيز الجبار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم